Welcome, everyone. It's Parkside Today on WIPZ-FM, featuring conversation with members of the UW Parkside Learning Community. I'm John Melke. It's my pleasure to welcome UW Parkside Chancellor Dr. Debbie Ford, as well as the President and CEO of Gateway Technical College, Dr. Brian Albrecht. Dr. Brian Albrecht has served as President of Gateway since 2006. He oversees the college's 65 academic programs and 15 educational facilities. Chancellor Debbie Ford became the sixth chancellor of UW-Parkside in 2009. Dr. Ford leads the campus community in the integration of planning with the development of the strategic plan, strategic enrollment management plan, academic plan, and more. He's also very involved with the Racine and Kenosha community and partnerships throughout. Chancellor Ford, President Albrecht, thank you very much for being here today on Parkside Today.
John, thank you so much for having us today. And I want to give a big shout out to my colleague, Dr. Brian Albrecht, and his work across our region and across the state and beyond. And really grateful that he accepted our invitation to be one of our first guests to talk about all the exciting things happening right here in Southeast Wisconsin.
Thank you, Debbie, and thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be here. I didn't realize I was one of the first guests, so that's good. Maybe the standard isn't as high as I thought it might be, so that's great. Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Brian, I know you'll set the bar high. We have others, guests of our community coming in.
Okay, all right.
But we wanted to start really to talk about the great partnerships that we have with Gateway Technical College here at UW-Parkside. And I think this is a good way to start.
Well, as leaders in higher education, what do each of you see as the greatest or most important opportunities on the horizon for Gateway Technical College and the University of Wisconsin-Parkside and for the communities of Southeastern Wisconsin? Dr. Albrecht, we'll start with you.
Well, thank you. You know, it's a unique opportunity and what a time that we're in. I know I'm so appreciative of the work that UW-Parkside does already in our community. And I thought maybe just a brief history of Gateway, so to give our listening audience a little bit of context of the differences and maybe some of the unique characteristics that each of our institutions have. So Gateway was actually founded in 1911, so we're celebrating our 107th year of service to the community, and was founded with a very specific purpose to help adults transition from, at that time, an agriculture base to a more of an industrial base. So workforce preparation has always been a cornerstone for our success, and it still is today as we think about all of the dynamic changes that are happening regionally and the types of skills that individuals will need to be successful in the workplace. A lot has happened, of course, in that 100 years of service, and we'll have a chance to touch on some of those. But we do believe that part of our focus is to maintain our original roots and to really reflect upon the transitions in our community and be a part of that transition for our community.
And what are some of the things that, and as we talked a little bit before we started recording the show today, the almost unbelievable change in Southeastern Wisconsin in about a year, and how does Gateway see some of that change as an opportunity for students and also for the community interacting with Gateway?
Yeah, I think it's always fascinating to kind of reflect backwards a little bit. And I remember some of the very first programs in 1911 that were hosted at that time called the Continuation School in Racine, and Kenosha also had a continuation school. Eventually, Kenosha Technical Institute, and then Gateway Racine Technical Institute, but now, of course, Gateway Technical College. And one of the first programs was a manufacturing program. It was machine tools for the most part. And now we're talking about robotics and automation. And we still focus on the important role that skills have in machining industry, but it's highly integrated with computers and technology. So it's a completely different market set of skills that students have to have, but based on that foundation of those skills. And another great program in 1911 was how to drive a car. Cars were just becoming a part of the mainstay of the staple of our region. And we taught a driver's ed program at that time. And I have some pictures of those original cars for that driver's ed program. And now today we're talking about autonomous driving vehicles. And just, you know, in that amount of time, how fast technology has influenced the way that we think about the preparation for young people, both while they're in the K-12 system, of course, in the post-secondary market. So I think technology is probably the biggest driver and innovative change that we've seen in our campuses.
And Chancellor Ford, for UW-Parkside, the same holds true. A great deal of change in the last year. And what do you see on the horizon for UW-Parkside students and also for the institution connecting with the community?
Yeah, John, thanks. And I think it's important to also understand how Gateway and Parkside are very similar in a lot of ways. So Gateway was created over 100 years ago to serve the needs of the community, and it responded through its academic program array and continues to do so. UW-Parkside will celebrate its 50th anniversary next academic year, starting in the fall of 2018. And we were created because community leaders and educators came together in Southeast Southeast Wisconsin and said, let's make the two-year centers, UW-Racine and UW-Kenosha, a four-year university. And so that happened. And I always say that we had the opportunity because of great community leaders had great foresight and wanted to make sure that we not only had two-year degrees in our region, but also four-year degrees and beyond. And we have a third partner, and that's Carthage College. And so when I think about the opportunities on the horizon, I think about the opportunities to be educated through multiple pathways and through certificate programs, through courses, through degree programs that may be a two-year degree, a four-year degree, or a master's degree. And so when I think about the opportunities, I think it's that. And I also know and appreciate how folks in Southeast Wisconsin embrace lifelong learning. And I think that's one of the great things that we provide as educational leaders and educational partners is ways to have continue to fulfill your life through education.
Yeah, I'm just so proud of the fact that not only do we have a great partnership with UW Parkside and Carthage, but our community has embraced the idea of the value of higher education. So 50 years ago when Parkside was initially founded, certainly there was a conversation around what are the skills of the future. And we're so fortunate today in 2018 to have a university and a private university right in our backyard working hand in glove with a two-year technical college to make sure that all aspects of our economy can be reached, giving our citizens locally and now across the entire region access to higher education so that they can be well prepared for the talent needs of this region.
Well, certainly beyond the past year, even looking back, let's say a decade, the economic surge in southeastern Wisconsin has been historic, to say the least. But what do each of you see as some of the opportunities, but also some of the challenges for the community, for Racine, Kenosha area, dealing with this incredible change?
I can start maybe just with sort of the economic opportunity. So for a long time, many, many decades, there have been great manufacturing as our base employment sector here. And we've seen a transition of that into higher end manufacturing, advanced manufacturing, logistics, distribution, and healthcare, primarily driving the new economy types of jobs. So whether it's information technology and data analysis in order to really support those emerging industries, the idea that colleges like Gateway and Parkside are here to help support those types of careers, I think is essential to the growth of our region. So we were able to be, in a mode of reinventing ourselves. So while we know that the job market has changed and industries have changed, the colleges have been able to put programming in place to allow our community to evolve and change with it, which keeps us a viable region in southeast Wisconsin, and I think a very important region to the entire state of Wisconsin, including northern Illinois. So we are in the right place at the right time with the right types of programming that are going to continue to grow our opportunities for our students.
Yeah, John, I'd like to, I think, touch on three things. I think as you think about the past decade, first and foremost, we've gone through and recovered from the recession. And so that was an interesting time for Southeast Wisconsin as the manufacturing landscape certainly changed and we really became more focused on logistics and supply chain management and as this destination in this corridor between Chicago and Milwaukee. And one of the things I'm most proud of is the partnership we have with Brian and the colleagues at Gateway Technical College is having more articulation agreements. So seamless transfer for students that start at Gateway and then come to Parkside. Or in some cases, we have some courses here where they go start at Parkside and go back to Gateway in order to get some of that, the technical training in order to enhance their degree program and degree pathways here. The other thing I think that's really important is the relationships that we have with a business and industry across all sectors in the economy. And both institutions do a really good job. And I believe that the businesses and the industry partners in Southeast Wisconsin see the value of higher education and particularly the value of what Gateway Technical College brings, as well as UW Parkside and certainly Carthage College, if President Swallow were here with us today.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third area is, and the real opportunity on the horizon, is the opportunity to collaborate. And Brian and I attended a meeting this morning with the higher education leaders, mostly presidents, chancellors, and provost of all of the Milwaukee 7 higher education institutions. And we are talking about coming together as a higher education regional alliance to make sure that we are connected, coordinated, and collaborating to look at what we need to be doing today as well as into the future, and to make sure that we can really exceed in meeting the talent gap and really the talent needs of the future. And it's an exciting time to be in the epicenter of economic growth right here in Southeast Wisconsin.
You know, I'm really glad that Debbie brought that up. The Higher Education Regional Alliance, I think, is something really important for our future. I also want to just recognize Debbie and her leadership, because 10 years ago when she came to this region, she offered up an idea called Forward Together, and that Gateway and Parkside would lead in this conversation. And now 10 years later, here we are expanding it throughout the entire Milwaukee region. So it's great to see all of those campuses collaborating on developing the alignment of programs, making it easier for students to transition back and forth. And I will never forget one of our first meetings about this whole idea. How do we advocate for our region together and move it forward? So the idea of Forward Together has stayed with me, and it's really helped to drive some of our unique programming partnerships that we have.
And sorry, I got another point. I think this is so important that what's at the center of all the decision-making is students. And how do we best create opportunities for the students that we serve? Be that a student that's in high school through our dual enrollment opportunities, or a student graduating from high school and considering higher education, or an adult returning. And I just am so committed to Forward Together because of the students we serve.
And I think each of you has touched on it a little bit, but if you could expand maybe a bit on the value of the partnerships to the individual students. What is it maybe that you, when you talk to students who maybe don't know about those partnerships, and, you know, how do you tell them about the value of being able to look at both institutions and what both institutions can mean to their educational goals?
Yeah, I can maybe start. I mean, I think it's pretty easy to talk about affordability. How can you achieve a baccalaureate or master's degree while you're staying right in this region, leveraging the resources of Gateway, transferring off to UW Parkside, continuing to work and sustain your family? I think it just makes that whole affordability and access to education really important that we continue to find these collaborative pathways. But also to expand the region in the types of services that are provided to make it more entrepreneurial and really drive the economic changes that are taking place. So when you see things like the App Factory, or in our case, the Fab Lab, really helping students to think about their future and how they can start businesses in our community and leverage the resources of not only the current economic environment, but use the colleges and universities as sort of a think tank to kind of foster new ideas and grow our region in new ways. So as I think about, you know, the important role that the colleges and universities play, it is about supporting students and making sure that they can find their successful pathway, making it accessible and affordable, but also how do we use it as a sort of the inspiration to continue to grow opportunities for our region.
All of those are great points and things that I definitely agree with. And I would add to that is that the reputations that we have, not only here in southeastern Wisconsin, but our students can finish our programs and then go on to graduate schools or are in demand with regional employers. And so I think that's one of the clear advantages to students, is that we have those partnerships here in Southeast Wisconsin and beyond. And so employers know of the quality that comes out of Gateway Technical College and UW Parkside. And one of the things that you don't see, but I want to make sure that our listeners know, is that our faculty work closely together at each institution to make sure that those academic pathways that we have from Gateway to Parkside, we really make sure that they meet students' needs. And how do we enhance those opportunities for students in the region?
You know, I just thought of it right now when you said that, Debbie, because I think you're so right. I would bet it would be hard-pressed to find an employer in our region that does not have either a Gateway graduate working for them or a UW Parkside graduate working for them. So there is a tremendous value to our community in the graduates that we serve. And then as you think about lifelong learning and some of the transitions that incumbent workers need to go back to school, where can they go? And they've already got a base of experience right here between the two campuses.
And at each institution, besides some of the things that are that may be most predominant in the news today with the companies such as Amazon and Uline and Haribo and Foxconn and Emerson, and you can just go down the list of the companies that are either coming to the area or expanding in the area, what are you hearing from community leaders in terms of support services, which in the case of, let's say, a Gateway, that there are a number of programs that don't have anything to do with manufacturing, but yet you would look at that and say these programs are going to be very important in the coming decades as there are more, let's say, social responsibilities with the development that's been going on.
Yeah, I think if anyone drove through Racine lately, you know all of the orange barrels. I like to use the phrase, orange is the new green for Racine County right now. All of that development, all of that economic opportunity, all of that prosperity that is really laying the groundwork for new jobs, new careers, new pathways, new educational opportunities that hopefully our colleges will continue to respond to in a very positive way. When I think about what is the impact of all of that, for us at Gateway, it's actually had an uptick in every single program because we are here to serve people. So whether you're in a culinary program, you know, some sort of auto tech repair program, a manufacturing-based program, human services program, all of those careers are going to be elevated just because of the sheer volume of the number of people in our community. Immediate impact has been in the construction trades and civil engineering. So we see high growth in those areas right now. And then, of course, in our partnership with our universities, we're building out what's called Industry 4.0 curriculum, which is based on the Internet of Things and how automation is really a big part of those companies that you named. The Amazons, the Foxcons, the InSinkErators, those are all built around new skill sets where robots are doing a lot of the detailed technical work and human capacity is doing the data analytics of all of that. And so it's higher skills, just as we saw 100 years ago, higher skills, new engagement with colleges and universities.
And I would say that our graduates, they come with the skills that they need, not only for today, but for tomorrow. And as we know, and we continue to hear, that the jobs, careers that many of our students will have don't even exist today. And so we want to make sure that they have what is often termed soft skills. I would say that they are hard or harder skills. And that's in terms of how to communicate, how to solve problems, how to think critically, how to write effectively, how to make your point, and also work in teams. And so I think those are the things that they get, our students, and particularly out of the partnerships that we have.
And here's why it's so important that we all work together, both at the post-secondary level and at the high school, middle school, and elementary level. So a lot of talk in our community is about talent attraction. How are we going to get more people to move to our region to supply all of these jobs, 13,000 at Foxconn, 6,000 at Amazon, and you know Haribo just announced another 450 jobs. So where are the people going to come from? The reality of it is we already know where the people are, right? Because they're already in our school system. Unless we have a lot of outside migration, which is fairly unlikely, we need to do a better job of aligning those middle school, elementary, and high schools with the services that we provide, because essentially for the next 20 years, those kids are in the system already. They're just in preschool or first grade. And so we know where they are. We can help align. We can provide professional development for teachers and counselors so that they can take advantage of the great jobs that are in a region. No longer do our students have to graduate and leave and move to, you know, Austin, Texas, or Minneapolis, Minnesota. They can stay right here in Southeast Wisconsin and have the same type of creative, innovative career paths that they might found in other regions of the country.
And it's important that the students who are today in an elementary school, a middle school, even before they're getting to high school, need to know about what sort of training opportunities, what sort of knowledge opportunities are available, and what sort of career opportunities are available.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only students, but I think teachers. And so a big shout out to Parkside and their teacher education program and ongoing professional development of teachers. I know that you work very extensively with Racine Unified School District in Kenosha, and we're doing the same thing. This fall, we launched our new Kids Lab program, which is targeted towards second grade teachers to give them some experience around 3D printers and really find ways to continue to stimulate the classroom at a very early age, but through the eyes of a teacher.
And I think the key word is really about collaboration and alignment. And so we find ourselves in greater partnerships today than ever before. And because there is knowledge is increasing, and we have access in so many more ways. And so I think for us, it's how do we become a better community by working together? And we do that here in Southeast Wisconsin. UW-Parkside is a key partner in the higher expectations of Racine County and also building our future here in Kenosha County as a way to really think about a seamless pipeline all the way through the educational, traditional educational pathways, K-12 through higher education. But really, it's about lifelong learning. And I think that's what we're going to see over this next decade is that recommitment to lifelong learning, upskilling, and new opportunities.
Now, in the community, for anyone who's out there at various community events, they know that both of you are very visible in the community. You are at things. I often tell people that I'm pretty sure each of you has cloned themselves so that you can be at these different many different things that are going on. What do you enjoy most about getting out in the community and meeting different people?
Well, I'd love to tell our story. I mean, it's such a, you know, it's a history that is unmatched. We're the oldest two-year publicly funded college in America, founded in Racine, Wisconsin. The innovation cycle of a century of service and taking a look at the company partnerships, 160 corporate partners we have right now, 6,000 high school kids taking Gateway courses this year. So that history is really remarkable. And it's sometimes quite surprising for our community because, you know, oftentimes institutions are in our communities for a long time and they take them for granted, like they understand all of them. And we continue to evolve and change every year. So you have to keep telling the story. And then, of course, celebrating with our graduates. So they're in leadership roles in our community and they're advocating for the same types of things we are. And it's really great to see that level of service being displayed in our community through leadership.
I love being in the community. And I think from where we are geographically located, certainly the community is the campus community, the town of Summers, Kenosha and Racine, and then beyond, certainly Milwaukee and Chicago. And I think we have the opportunity to represent our institutions in those locations. But I think for me, it's hearing the impact of a UW Parkside education. And it most often when I'm talking with our alumni or students, it's about the influence of a faculty member on their lives. And, you know, here at the university, we say we're transforming lives, and I truly believe that. And as I hear the stories of how UW-Parkside influenced someone's life, that certainly resonates. And couldn't be more thrilled that as we get closer to our 50 years of UW-Parkside, that we're going to just amplify the telling of our story and make sure that folks know about Parkside and how much we appreciate being a part of Southeast Wisconsin.
And I think what's so great about that, it's every single person has a story, right? So it's every student has a unique aspect of the services that are gained either through Parkside or through Gateway, Carthage, or any of our institutions. And all of those individual stories collectively make up our community. And I think that's so remarkable when you sit back and look at how communities grow and what makes them strong. Typically, it's how well they invest and support their educational partners. And so I think we're doing a really great job of helping our community understand their investments in both of our institutions are paying great dividends in our communities.
So we talk a little bit about the communities in our region, and yet in the past 2 weeks, each of you has returned from, let's say, being out of the region a bit, Dr. Albrecht being in Japan, Dr. Ford being in China. Tell me a little bit about those experiences and what that allows you to bring back to your role as the leader of Gateway Technical College and the leader of UW Parkside.
Yeah, well, So my trip to Tokyo, I learned that actually across this globe, we're more alike than we are different, right? Young people have the same aspirations and dreams to get great jobs so they can support their families and enjoy life to its fullest. And our trip this time happened to be with Fanuc Robotics. So Fanuc Robotics is one of the world's largest producers of robotic technology systems, and Gateway is installing a Fanuc Robotics lab. So we got to see how they were made and sort of the environment in which work is produced in those areas. That in itself is a great life lesson to understand how other cultures approach work and what their expectations are from their employees. We have a much different approach here in the United States. So as we help our students understand how automation is going to be a part of their future work world, we can help bridge that cultural divide maybe from other regions of the world. And also, it just gives us greater exposure to the types of skills that young people and adults are learning to be prepared so that we need to have that same level of competence so we can maintain our global competitiveness. And I say we, I mean our corporate partners. So any one of our companies must maintain the highest level of efficiency and product development around quality initiatives in order to maintain that competitiveness. So that's what we brought back, that we're on the verge of something unique and very special in Southeast Wisconsin around automation, and I had a chance to see it firsthand.
Interesting.
That's great. That sounds like very exciting. I look forward to hearing more about that, Brian. So,
and we do it in partnership with UW Parkside, because our pathways that we're developing right now are intended to get exposure at Gateway and then directly into university engineering degree programs at Parkside and Milwaukee and Marquette, so that we can continue to build an entire ecosystem of education along with the ecosystem of consumer electronics.
Well, I had the opportunity to be in China And I was nominated by one of our faculty members to attend the 8th World Women University Presidents Forum. And it was hosted by Wuhan University and gathered with 150 women from across the world and talked about our respective passions and what are we doing to advance education around the world. And greatly inspired, met some future partners for UW Parkside, and also had an opportunity to visit one of our partner universities, John Han University in Wuhan, and then made a presentation and met some colleagues at Shanghai University. And the value of this is that we live in a world economy. And so how are we making sure that our students today, and particularly our graduates, are ready to compete in this world economy and have the opportunity to learn from students from other parts of the world who will come here to study, and more importantly, they will have the opportunities to study and visit our partners around the world. And so being able to create these partnerships is something critically important, and certainly makes me a better person to be in other places in the world, and I know it will enhance the learning for our students.
Well, it sounds like both of them were extremely interesting trips, and we have just a few minutes left here on Parkside today, so we'll throw out the question that it's a fun question today, and that is, with all that you do in terms of the work and looking out for students at Gateway Technical College and UW Parkside, what's one of the more fun things each of you has done in the last 6 months or so?
I had a blast last weekend celebrating Earth Day on campus. So it's a really fun event. A lot of people come out to the Kenosha campus, and I was participating with our arborist program. So I had a chance to climb a tree, and that was quite unique, a little bit scary. But I have this practice where I try to be a student at least once a month. So I volunteer to be a participant in a lab experience. So whether it's in a surgical tech program or a nursing program or a cosmetology program, this time it was in the arborist program. So I learned how to climb a tree. That was a blast.
Okay. Chancellor?
Well, for me, every day is a great day, and always have fun in the things that I do here at UW Parkside. But I would have to say that probably the most fun it has been attending the performances of our students. And be it in the classroom, be it in a lab, be it in the theater or the Bedford Concert Hall, it's really seeing their passion come through. And every day is a great day at Parkside.
Good. Well, it's been a great day on Parkside today, having both of you here. Dr. Brian Albrecht, President and CEO of Gateway Technical College. Dr. Debbie Ford, Chancellor at the University of Wisconsin Parkside. Thank you for sharing some of your time with us today.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.